Hello and welcome to the program. Today we're going to look at the ministry of Philip. Don't know a whole lot about him like we do Peter and John and some of the others, but he's got a ministry and he did it well. We're going to look in John chapter 1. We'll begin at verse number 43. If you can, have your Bible ready. I'm reading in John chapter 1, beginning at verse number 43. It says, "The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God descending upon the Son of Man." About 2,000 years ago in Israel, there was a couple that had a little boy, and they named him Philip. This little boy grew up into a young child, and then a teenager, and became a man, and somewhere along the way, you can tell from the reading that we've just looked at here, that he had some information concerning Christ. He had been obviously taught in the things of the Old Testament. And in this account that we're looking at today was the most exciting day of his life. And as he stood looking at the Son of God, we read here that he said, Thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Well, somewhere along the way, Philip made a decision that he was going to follow the Lord. And that he did, and he became one of his apostles. I was thinking this morning back when I was a teenager, I was involved in our church there. I was saved when I was 12 and got right involved in the church after that. And I was there for Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, Wednesday night. I was there for the youth meetings and so on. But one day one of the girls in the youth meeting came to me and she said, You don't take this Christianity thing very seriously at all, do you? And it knocked me off my feet. I thought I did. I was pretty faithful to the meetings there. And then right following that, another young lady got up, one of the teenagers in the church service. It was a small church. And she sang, Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do. Those two messages, the one where the other girl came and said, You don't take this very serious. And then the other one sang, Living for Jesus, had a tremendous effect on my life as a teenager. Listen to the words of this song, and let's make it our prayer today. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is Christ for thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call. Living for Jesus wherever I am, doing each duty in His holy name, willing to suffer affliction and through us little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile, seeking the lost ones, He died to redeem, bringing in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee
Well, concerning the ministry that is recorded here in the Word of God of Philip, we find in John chapter 1 and verse 43, the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. The day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee. You kind of read those words and kind of skip over them if we're not careful, but realizing that what happened here was Jesus walked through the wilderness, a really rugged area. He walked by himself for 70 miles just to do what he was here to do. And one of the things he was here to do was to find Philip. And he goes forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. It goes on to say that Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip, the first thing he did, it says here in verse number 45, was he finds Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now you can tell here, Philip's kind of excited. And what happens here? Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? I don't think this is the kind of response that Philip was expecting from Nathanael that day. Have you ever gone excited about something you've learned in the Bible and you just can't get anybody to listen to you? I think probably Philip felt that way that day. Nathanael said, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Here's what we need to do here with that situation. Do what Philip did. He saith unto him, Come and see. Verse 47 says, When Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, he saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed is no in whom is no guile. Now, he might have been not responding very well as far as Philip was concerned, but the Lord knew his heart. And it says here, in him was no guile. That word simply means deceit. And Nathanael said, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip calleth thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. We can only imagine what kind of shock that would have been to Nathanael when Jesus responded, I saw you under the fig tree. And not only that, he said he knew his heart, in which there was no guile. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God and the King of Israel. He realized that who he was talking to here. Well, that was a good day both for Philip and for Nathanael, and we'll have a good day if we just get involved in the ministry that God has put us in this world to be involved in. Well, as we go forward into John chapter 6, and of course Philip is one of Jesus' disciples here, and there's thousands of people that have come out to listen to Jesus, and we read in John 6 and 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Now, he gets Philip's attention here. Philip was from that area. He was from Bethsaida. And he says, Where can we get enough food to feed these people? Now, it says he did this to prove him. Now, Jesus already knew his heart. He saw him under the fig tree. He knew his heart, in whom was no guile. But he wanted Philip to learn a little bit about Philip. He said here, Where can we get enough bread? Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them might take a little. And then we have Andrew, one of the disciples, verse 8, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There's a lad here that hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of about 5,000. Well, we have the tremendous miracle here that Philip was able to watch as the Lord fed 5,000 people. And then if we fast forward from there to John chapter 12, we find we're at the near the end of the ministry of Jesus. He's about to be crucified. And we read here in John 12 and 20, And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida and of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Well, Philip, you remember, he's a quiet one here. He's not outgoing person like Peter. Maybe that's why they came to him. In any event, Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip went together and tell Jesus. Now, Philip said, I don't know what to do with these Greeks. Don't know what to do with these Gentiles. So he goes to Andrew, and Andrew says, Well, let's go to the Lord. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour's come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The next record we have concerning the ministry of Philip is found in John chapter 14, where we read in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus, of course, is speaking to the disciples, and he's about to go back to heaven after the resurrection. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Jesus went on to say to Thomas in verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And now Philip speaks up. Philip was always slow to speak up, not like Peter, who was always speaking. But Philip said in verse number 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Well, as we said earlier, Philip made a decision to follow the Lord, and he spent his life doing that. In the early part of the book of Acts, we find him in the upper room after the resurrection there. And he went on to serve Jesus, and as is recorded by historians, gave his life for the cause of Jesus Christ. Well, he was willing to live, and he was willing to die for the Lord. And you know, I think sometimes living for the Lord can be harder than dying for him. Dying for him, you get that over in a few minutes. But living for him, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, there's the challenge. Let's make it our prayer once again. Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee. Such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my thank you. us through a little while. My dearest treasure, the light of His smile, seeking the lost ones, He died to in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to You.